time you read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more. Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
Buy or sell time. Here we go. Where are the hooligans on some of these items today? I'm changing one of them. I'm not sure which. Because I've already said I'm buying this, Angel. So it's I'll just keep it. We'll add a bonus one today. How about that? Normally we do three. Nikola Jokic wins his third MVP out of four seasons. He does that this year, even though he's missing the OKC game tonight. Trade him, man. Cut bait. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy it. I think I know his numbers probably aren't as good as they were compared to his first two. Obviously, the Embiid thing has something to do with this. But he's still Jokic. He's still doing cool things. I think if they end up being the number one seed again, I think you kind of have to give it to him.
I'm buying it all the way. Especially, I mean, I would have been fine with Joel Embiid getting it, but yeah, I'm a big fan of the 65 thing. So I'm buying that.
All cash. None of it's on the books.
I'm changing the Pro Bowl one because I think we're both selling that. Are we? Are you going to be watching the Pro Bowl this weekend?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Why? Oh,
because
Tua's
because
doing
the... my guy's in it.
He's doing the tennis match or whatever. Something outside. What is he doing?
So the skills challenges are tomorrow night. And that's, you know, the accuracy, longest throw, kick. I don't know what it is.
Is it on NFL Network or?
I think it's on ESPN.
All right.
And then Sunday is the flag football game. I didn't watch it last year. I'm going to watch it this year.
I will want your notes on this because there's the conspiracy that the NFL someday would go to flag football. The conspiracy,
I mean,
like
they're
30
not wearing
years.
Pads. They're all in shorts and bucket hats.
They're not. They can't hit each other, right?
No.
Can they block? Can you block in flag football?
I think you can block. I mean, Tyreek Hill got laid out by Jalen Ramsey last year, so. On your teammates.
Yeah. I am selling this. I'll look forward to your notes, Angel, but I just don't care at all. Not even a little bit.
I want you to get out there and sell, sell, sell!
I am interested in the Steph Curry...
Sabrina
girl...
UNESCO?
Yeah.
I think that's how you say. I have no idea.
Three-point competition. Are they doing that at the All-Star break?
I think so.
And that's going to be just a little side competition because she challenged him?
No.
Interested in that. Mountain West. So we got a clip from last night. Watching the game on national television, by the way, on CBS Sports Network, John Rothstein had this to say about the Mountain West Conference.
Silver. There are nights when you really try to take it in and enjoy how good the Mountain West is. That was a sensational college basketball.
And Colorado State was the team early in the season that picked up big wins. Beat Creighton, beat Washington, beat Colorado. And if the Mountain West Conference tournament started today, Colorado State would be the sixth seed in the Mountain West tournament. That is what we're looking at right now. One of the best leagues in college basketball. Better than the Pac-12, better than the ACC. And we're seeing also a truly special player at point guard in Isaiah Stevens. Now over his last three games, 25 assists, 4 turnovers. Roy, that's illegal in 48 states.
Sorry.
We sit at a big desk on TV.
We have perfect hair. I don't have perfect hair. Are you buying or selling that the Mountain West is one of the best leagues in college basketball? Not just the best it's ever been or whatever, that it is one of the best leagues in college basketball.
What's one of the best? Like, what are we cutting it off at? Five?
Top three.
Top three?
Yeah.
This year,
yeah,
it's the Big 12.
Yep.
Probably the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And then
ACC? No.
I would say ACC and Mountain West are kind of right there. The ACC's been down for a couple of years.
But they're top heavy.
With Coach K not being there anymore.
Although.
And then North Carolina lost last night. Duke's always pretty solid. Virginia's pretty solid all the time. I'd say about three or four. Big Ten, probably around five. Because they're a little top heavy too.
I watch some out of market basketball. I just don't follow the conferences as close as I should. Like Mount West, tonight, I might just watch the New Mexico game instead of Nuggets. I don't think so. That's blasphemy. Sorry I said that. I'm sorry. Sorry, Malone. Maybe I'll go back and forth. But I wouldn't know. I know like the ACC is kind of top heavy. And, you know, Mountain West does feel like anybody can beat anybody, which is a good thing and a bad thing.
So here's the rankings by conference in the AP poll. The Big East has 3. They're always going to be solid. The Pac-12 has 1 with Arizona. Mountain West has 2. Big Ten has 3. The American Conference has 1. ACC with 2. SEC with 4. And the Big 12 with 8.
So that's got to be, that's your number one.
Yeah.
So that's your best.
Your Houston's, your Kansas, Baylor's.
If CSU goes on the road and beats Fresno State, which again is not a quad one win, do they get back into the rankings or are they going to have to do some damage control here for a little bit?
You're going to have to win, I think, 2 more road games.
I think so, too. I feel like, obviously, the Wyoming game knocked them out. That was, and again, they lost to Nevada and Wyoming. So I don't, would they still be in the top 25 if they'd only lost to one of those teams? Maybe. Maybe they'd be right there.
So here's where they had the AP poll from Monday. It was 25 was TCU. Then it goes South Carolina, San Diego State, Memphis, Northwestern, Ole Miss, Texas, Colorado State.
So they got to win on the road, and then you got to beat Boise State at home.
Yeah.
So if you do that, you probably crack the top 25 again. You do that, and you're back in good health.
They are 3 spots ahead of Boise State right now.
You gotta win on the road. It's just big. Gotta beat Fresno. Gotta do it. Gotta find a way. All right, the bonus one for you. NBA expands 2024 draft into 2-day event. So the first round will be 1 day. And then the second round will, stick with me, be the following day.
How many rounds are there?
There are just 2.
That's it. Ed, I'm going to sell that. It doesn't
I'm
seem...
selling that. Who wanted
There's
this?
A reason Nikola Jokic was picked during a Taco Bell commercial. There's a reason.
Right.
No one's watching the second round of the NBA draft.
And that's not to say, obviously, second rounders don't go on to do big things, but so do undrafted free agents. You know, that it happens. But don't try to tell me the second. Like, NFL, I'm good for, like, 1, 2, 3, and then local. 1, 2, 3, local. Like, I'm all in on a bunch of teams, 1, 2, 3. And then after that, it's just, what are the Broncos doing and when are they doing it?
Well, I mean, for the NFL, by the time you get to 4 through 7, they're just talking about everybody else, and they'll just flash the pick up real quick. Pick is in.
Right.
This guy.
And I will admit, when I say local, it's not just Broncos. I'm paying attention to, like, are there any Rams going in? Are there any Buffs? Are there any Cowboys or whatever? But, yeah, that's what it is for the NFL. So, the NFL...
And then you watch the very last pick to see who it is.
Yeah, right. You see if it's going to be Brock Purdy. Just pick him again. I think that, you know, the second round of the NBA is like not quite the seventh, because, again, second rounders can come on and do something for your team. It's like the 5th round in the NFL, would you say?
Yeah. It's a lot of unknown guys.
And maybe they go on to be great, but...
The best college players are already gone. Your lottery picks are gone. There's going to be a handful of foreign players that get picked up.
I wonder why they decided... So the first round will have 5 minutes between picks. Second round will expand from 2 minutes to 4 minutes. What are we doing here?
I'm already impatient enough with... 4 minutes.
I love the NBA, man, but why do you keep doing stuff that's stupid? Why do you...
In-season tournaments and all that, let's expand the draft.
Nobody cares, man. Outside of the lottery, which you... Some people hate the lottery, some people like the lottery.
It's rigged.
It is probably rigged. The logo thing. Because of the colors?
No, it's actually rigged because the Spurs... like, it was going to be the Spurs that got Victor Wembanyama. That was going to happen. He wasn't going to go to Detroit.
You are into this conspiracy stuff now.
Sometimes.
You are in
if
there.
It makes sense, yeah. oh, we're going to put a bunch of ping pong balls like we're playing bingo at the senior club. Oh, it's the Spurs. How about that?
Okay, so here are the reasons why they're doing this. It's the programming for television rights partners, sponsors, which I can get that.
Taco Bell, anyone?
Right. But they said basically let's add more to it and make more money. Split them up into 2 days.
Yep.
They are also hopeful that the hours between the first and second rounds will give more time to make trades and plan strategies for the second night. Teams have been frustrated with the chaotic speed of the second round and believe there could be more order in the process with a day between the rounds.
I mean, maybe that's part of why you enjoy the NFL draft so much. It's like, oh, what kind of conversations? What kind of Kevin Costner draft day conversations are going on? Trading 3 first-round picks for Bo Callahan, like. What are we doing?
That was a terrible movie, though.
I enjoyed that movie.
Oh, I hated it. Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Better than Groundhog's Day.
You didn't like Groundhog's Day?
I've never seen it.
Oh, God. Started a whole thing. I didn't hate Draft Day. It just felt really controlled and cliche. It was an NFL-approved movie because you can't use all their NFL stuff without.
It was about the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and it was like just some of the stuff that they said was just not very football-like, I guess.
Well, then you bring in Sam Elliott to say, why does no one go to Bo's birthday party?
Yeah.
They don't like him. Okay, good enough for me. We're not trading him.
And Kevin Costner is like one of my favorite actors.
He's great in that film.
I didn't think he was very good.
He walks in the room. Yeah, I traded with Seattle. What?
Yeah. What? And then Jennifer Garner's there. And who else is in that movie? Oh, isn't that the guy, God rest his soul, superhero guy, Black Panther.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, he's the running back they end up taking, mm-hmm. right? Or defensive guy, I don't know.
Yeah. He was the linebacker or something.
Didn't they end up getting both? They got Bo Callahan and because he did the trade thing, or he ended up getting a quarterback?
I think they like swindled. They drafted another quarterback.
Yeah.
That was like, or it was some guy they had on their team that was injured that they weren't sure about him. Weird.
Very memorable
movie.
Great
movie.
Okay, so real question, and you have to help me stay true to this. Are we doing summer movie sports extravaganza, Brady and Angel review movies?
We can try it.
Well, you have to make me do it.
2 weeks into it.
We got only 2 weeks in. This would be a big thing. People would be in on it.
I enjoyed White Man Can't Jump and Moneyball.
We did 2 movies and gave up.
I enjoyed those.
I actually had a guy wanting to break into the radio business and sports media today. He wanted to talk to me and pick my brain about some stuff, which is bad idea by him. And one of my big preaching points was, Angel, follow through, consistency. So don't start a cool segment or thing and then only do it for a little bit and then stop doing it. And I was thinking in the back of my head the whole time, I'm like, I do hope he does not figure out the movie review thing that we tried.
We just never got around to getting that third movie picked.
Well, we geared up. We had Jerry Schimmel all lined up to do Major League with us or something, and mm-hmm. then we ended up, I think we had a Rockies game that we had to punt for or something like that.
Oh, with the Rockies.
So we didn't do it, but should we do it, Hooligans? What do you think? Let us know. We would do it, obviously, once the NBA and NHL finals are over.
Yes.
So, because
once the Avs and Nuggets have secured championships.
Yeah. So it'd be like the next week, maybe 2 weeks after, because we'd want to kind of take the week to
celebrate.
Yeah. Would you guys be in on that and review those with us? And we like let people know beforehand. And maybe you sit down and watch it and we get your feedback on it. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I would be curious to know. Because it was fun. Angel, I tried it in the COVID year, too. We did it in the COVID year, but that was just any movie.
Oh.
It was just random. It was
Groundhog Day.
It was like Tombstone, like random crap. And that was fun, but that was all we had. We didn't have anything to talk about.
Tiger King.
Talk about a weird time in our lives. Tiger King.
Yeah.
Like, did you you watched it?
Not when it was popular.
I did. And when that came out, it was the biggest thing ever. It was huge. Okay, we're in COVID times.
It was like at the end of our 2 weeks to lower the spread.
Yeah, and it was like we were at an all-time low because we were sucked.
Great band, by the way.
And we get to watch Tiger King, and I'm all in. I watched the first episode. I told my wife, I was like, you got to watch this. I mean, this is nuts. This is a real thing. She's like, no, I don't think so. And then she's like watching in the background. She's like, do you mind if I start it with you and we restart? I'm like, hell yeah, let's restart.
Hey, wait, you're on episode 4 already?
Yeah. So we restarted it and watched it through. But by the time you get to like however many episodes, you get to like the third to last episode, you just feel dirty and disgust. It's just, these are terrible. The both of them, the cat lady and the tiger lady and the tiger
Carol
king.
Baskins.
Yeah. Awful people.
And they're feeding lions expired Walmart meat and then they're eating it
and then
themselves.
The staff just like, that's why we paid them extra. They got to go through the expired Walmart meat.
Sometimes they get their dinner out of there. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what are we doing?
The sausages are bloated. Don't eat those.
It was so bad, man. That was terrible. But I remember the meme was like, he's not the hero we need. He's the hero we deserve, because it was like COVID times and we were all losing our mind.
That.
We didn't deserve it. But we were crazy at that point. Everybody was fighting and crazy and it was weird.
And my toilet paper.
And the toilet paper thing. So it's like, okay, maybe we do deserve Tiger King at this stage. 22 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I want to get into CSU San Diego State from last night and a very interesting plan by Nico Medved to get his team ready for San Diego State, a game they had to have. We'll be right back.
Basketball is here, and Bruce is having a ball. Listen to Coach Bruce Dick on Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, guys? It's Jack Howell, safety for the Green and Gold. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank Cable's Pub and Grill for just being there, man. It's my hangout. It's where I love to go. It's the place. Happy hour starts up at 3 every single weekday, 3 to 6. That's Cable's Pub and Grill, where my friends meet. Ryan's in on the idea. How about the Aloe Fiber movie of the week? I think, you know, just like the NBA, when they're going to spread it out and do two rounds of the NBA draft so that they can help out their sponsors a little more. It's the Aloe Fiber movie of the week. I think that's a great idea. Aloe Fiber sports movie. Do we start all over and go back to, we got to go with White Man Can't Jump and Moneyball?
We do the reboot of White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, God. Please.
Jack Harlow.
Oh. Mm-mm.
It's basically the same movie, but worse.
But new. They have cellular phones now. Maybe.
There's no Wesley Snipes.
There's no Woody Harrelson or Wesley Snipes. What are we doing here? What a game last night by the Colorado State Rams as they beat San Diego State. Kevin Lytle, and we'll have him on the show to talk tomorrow, also Rams Weekly. He outlined this beautifully in his article last night. And he says this, and I'm not going to give away his whole article. If you guys want to check it out, you should. I'll just read it. Nico Medved sat in his car with his wife, Erica, on the long ride back home, back from Laramie, back to home. Longer than ever before, the curse words flowed as the Colorado State men's basketball coach verbalized every emotion from a stunning loss to Wyoming. So he was angry. He was furious. Just absolutely distraught. But then he went to bed that night. Maybe he had some milk, as Michael Malone likes to call it. And he woke up Sunday morning, and he was ready to get back to work. And so he calls his team in and basically says, it's a beautiful day. It's Sunday. It's the weather's nice. We are going to go play kickball. We're not going to focus on San Diego State at all. We're not going to spend 1 second talking or thinking about. The coaches probably did when the kickball game was over, I'm guessing. We're not going to think about San Diego State at all. We're just going to get out. It's 60 degrees outside. And we're going to play kickball. And we're going to joke around, have fun, and just forget about it, because it has been a weird month. They've had games that they were supposed to win by a lot come down to overtime. They've had games they were supposed to win at home, or to win. They end up losing to teams like Nevada. Again, Nevada had a great start to the season, so it's not like that was a terrible loss. But then you lose to Wyoming, and Wyoming's becoming a better team, so we'll see. but you're just frustrated. You haven't won a game on the road, and the pressure is on to win at home. I just absolutely love this, man. I mean, they were joking around so much. Isaiah Stevens, believe it or not, he got the game-winning RBI to left field. And it's kickers batted in or runners kicked in or something like that.
I know what an RBI. Who's keeping stats on this?
They probably have.
I need the score sheet.
They probably have something. They can't call it an RBI, though. It's got to be an RKI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Runs kicked in.
Big flaw there. I'll bring this up to management at the Colorado.
Oh, is there pegging in this game of kickball? Cause sometimes you have to just tag them with the ball.
Well, what kind of kickball are we doing? There's two types. There's the regular with just the first, second, third base. Do you ever play kangaroo kickball? Kangaroo kickball, I don't know where it came. Maybe it's an Australian thing. We should have asked Jaren Riley. You have a first base. Third base is all the way down, like it's a rectangle.
Oh.
Fourth base, or third base, excuse me, is across again. And then to get home, you got to go back down clear across the thing, dude.
Oh.
So it's a rectangle instead of a diamond.
I think I may have did that in PE once.
Loved kangaroo kickball. Just so much fun. Anyway, we got to find that out. But the assistant coaches, some of them, Brian Cooley, Isaiah Stevens, they were kind of joking about it. And they're like, yeah, you blew the kickball game just about as bad as, that was as bad as the Wyoming game. So they're having fun with it. They're owning it. But I got to tell you, man, Kevin used the term here, masterstroke of team management. I don't care if now I get there's going to be a contingency of fans that would have been really pissed if they would have lost to San Diego State and then read this story. And maybe that was like, Kevin, don't release the story if we lose. I don't know. But honestly, if they would have lost to San Diego State and I read this story, I'd say, hell yeah, I love that. Practice is amazing. You need to be doing it every single day. I get it. You need to be film studying all that stuff or working out. But Angel, I just don't mind it if it's like, all right, it has been stressful. You guys have been high strung and, you know, you were at the top of the mountain, at least for them, like at 13. Now you're like, are they a madness team? And the fans are getting frustrated and goofy radio talk show hosts are putting pressure on you guys. Take a break from it. Take a mental break and go do something that just takes you away. That helps us with everything we do. Why should sports be any different? So I thought, again, this just shows me, I knew Medved was that kind of guy. He's strict, he can get after it, he can yell, he's hardcore, but he also has that gentle side where he can say, guys, I could sit here and scream and yell, but we lost, and you know you should have blocked out and got a defensive rebound twice in a row. You know that. We can go watch the film, but you know what you did. We practice blocking out, we practice all that stuff. All day, every day. So there's not like, do we really want to harp on it? It's like when you go to a baseball game, Angel. Go to one of the preps baseball games that we do this year. And you will seriously hear, sometimes coaches, but parents, gotta throw strikes. And that, I swear, I want the pitcher. I will pay the pitcher, whoever that kid is, $50 out of my wallet that day to turn around and go, oh, crap, I've been doing it wrong, man. I've been trying to throw balls, right? So thank you, sir. You taught me that day. But that's kind of in this situation. It's like I can say, hey, block out, make your shots. You got to make shots. You got to make stops. They know that. This is a veteran group. This is a bunch of guys that have played a lot of basketball. So I think getting away from life for a moment is actually a really big thing. And this was great for CSU. I mean, that turned out to work. They came out firing against San Diego State. It almost looked like they just weren't so high strung. Now, there were moments there where it was tense. They were turning the ball over left and right. San Diego State got the lead for one time only. They got up 61-60. And then I think there was a media timeout. And then after that, you got CSU made the stop. Or made a stop and then went down and scored like 9 in a row. So I think that this kind of stuff just goes to show you how great of a coach he is. One of my followers on Twitter brought this up, too. And this is kind of a separate thing, but similar. He brought up St. Thomas for UNC, and he brought up Nate Clifford for CU. And he said, hey, I know you cover both of those guys. You follow both of those teams. Isn't it amazing that those two guys are, like, two of the hotter players at least in their conferences, Neek's one of the hottest players in Mount West, and St. Thomas is like another Big Sky Conference award week.
Six times.
I mean, it's all you're doing. So I wrote back and I said, in these times with NIL and all this stuff, you have to be more creative than ever. And Steve Smiley and Nico Medved are those guys. Obviously, comparing the two is different because Nico's doing it at a completely different level. But Steve has beaten that CSU team a couple of times. And that's both good and bad, Angel. I mean, let's be honest. It's the talent that Steve Smiley and Nico Medved have to lead their teams, to have some fun when they need to, but also be there for them. I'm watching Steve Smiley's interviews about St. Thomas, and he's going through talking about what he's doing to kind of help him in this journey. It's not easy to handle and manage. And these two guys are leaders of men. They're not just knowledgeable basketball guys. So it's good and bad because eventually someone's going to get word of, how does Smiley keep finding all these guys? How does Nico Medved motivate his team after losing a minute up 11 with a minute and a half? Very unlikely that that would happen. And then recovering to beat a very tough San Diego State team that was in the national championship last season and beat them and pretty much have control for a good chunk of the game.
Well, I think, you know, it's easy to forget that these are, I don't want to call them kids, but they're young men, young women that do these sports, and their life as student athletes is so much different than just a regular college student. College student, yeah, you're going to go to class. Maybe you don't go to class because you want to play Madden or whatever, but it's, you know, you have your things outside of the classroom that you do to kind of get away from that. You go to parties, you go to chess club, you do whatever. These kids, their schedules are so mandated that they have to be working out, watching film, doing all of these things. We've talked with UNC players like St. Thomas who saying, what do you do after basketball games? What do you do? He says, I get away from basketball.
Yeah.
Darren, what do you do with your when you're on your downtime? Oh, I play video games. Sometimes it's basketball, but sometimes it's Call of Duty. It's getting away from that sport so it's not completely ingrained in your head to where you could sit down on a Sunday after a Wyoming game and just sulk.
Yeah.
And be, oh, that was awful.
And then
I can't believe that happened.
And then carry that over. Like Nico said, he was furious. You know, he's ranting and raving, cursing, saying things left and right. Gets some rest and wakes up and goes, I can come in mad and rant and rave and tell these guys what they did wrong. Or we can just take a little sidestep here and do something unique. And I think that's team building. Now, again, it reminded me of like when you get to OTAs in the NFL. And the Patriots have done this, I think. I don't know, maybe they haven't. I don't know. I thought I heard a couple of teams do this. I know the Broncos have done it before, where they do the final game of final day of OTAs. It's like a field day. They just have fun.
But the Broncos didn't do that.
No, they didn't do it last year with Sean Payton. Things are changing around there. Maybe they did do it. I don't remember. But
I think it was a story that they weren't doing it.
It's always a topic.
They try to make it a big deal.
But we laugh at that. But to me, that's different. That's installing things at this stage. And if you're just going to have a field day, these are grown men with families. You tell me that I got to show up for a mandatory thing, but then I end up just playing darts and kickball all day. Deep down, I'm going to be like, man, I would rather spend this extra day with my wife and my kid at this stage. So at that stage, it's different. But you're in the middle part of the season. It's been rough. It's basketball, too. So you can probably afford a day. I think it's a really good thing. I think it was a great thing that they did this. 37 minutes after the hour. Nuggets OKC tonight. No Nikola Jokic. They are 5.5-point dogs tonight. Can they get it done? This is a big game. It's an important game. But Joker's out for it. Let's jump out and get the latest on Local Sports Live.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
No Nikola Jokic tonight. It's a bummer. 6 o'clock against the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road. Yeah, I'll still be watching, of course. Joker doesn't define my fandom or anything like that. It's not like I'm going to retire the show whenever he retires, you know, man. I wouldn't do that. I don't think.
We got a good 4 more years.
Mm-hmm. 4 more years to latch onto somebody. Maybe we'll get Lamar Jackson. You know?
Hmm.
A guy can dream. Imagine that, dude.
Maybe Justin Fields. The Broncos.
Or Jaden Daniels.
So are you out on Michael Penix then?
I worry about the injuries. He's played college football for 87 years, and he's had two knee things and a shoulder, or two shoulder things and a knee thing.
The first one, two knees and a shoulder.
That is let's be logical here. That is a scary thing. Like, you can't just wash that away. But we've also seen guys with injury history and they come in and it's never an issue. We've also seen guys that never really got major injuries in college, and then their rookie sophomore year or second year, they tear an ACL. It does happen. I would be totally comfortable if the Broncos select Michael Penix Jr. Totally good with that. But it does worry me.
See, I made the one comparison to Lamar Jackson. Give me Jaden Daniels.
I haven't watched a lot of Jaden Daniels, and I've just seen highlights. And again, as we always talk about, they're going to give you the highlights. But I didn't watch a lot of his games.
You watch his highlights, and you'll fall in love.
I've seen the highlights, but you can make Russell Wilson look fast when you just show the highlights. You don't show the journey from the line of scrimmage to the end zone. You just show the five yard. Dive or whatever, and it's like, whoa, that's amazing. I watched like 2 or 3 games, but nothing like I watched a lot of Washington football this year. Again, I usually lean in on Mountain West and Pac-12, and I guess we're going Big 12 next year.
Big 12, Big 10.
So I'd be good with Penix. I'm not out on that. Just the injury thing does scare me. Did you see, Angel, that the 2024 Colorado Buffalo's schedule was released yesterday?
Woohoo.
No, this is interesting. First game of the season. Any wild guesses?
At CSU.
North Dakota State. Runner up in the FCS.
That's a road game?
Home game. Home game.
That's not a challenge.
Are you sure?
That's a competitive team, but it's not.
I wouldn't be shocked if North Dakota State puts up a hell of a game.
Yeah, but are they going to win?
Could. If they put up a hell of a game, that's a knock on the Buffs, man.
Sure, and I'm always ready to do that. But
I'm trying to give you stuff. Like, I'm excited about the Buffs.
Now, if it was
schedule.
A road game in North Dakota, I'd be like, oh, yeah, give me the Bison. The Bison versus the Buffs. How about that? I have to ask Mark Johnson who wins that fight.
If I don't do that, I want you to throw a stapler at my head. Because if I don't do that, then something's wrong with me.
Okay.
I'm excited about this, but this, Angel, this is not a, like, this is tough. So they're home against North Dakota State. Then they're at Nebraska. And you don't think Matt Rhule's been stewing on this? In Nebraska.
Quarterback transfer out of Georgia.
Yeah, what's that dude's name?
I have no
Just
idea.
Georgia guy. Georgia quarterback guy.
He was like number 2 in his class.
And then?
In Fort Collins.
In Fort Collins.
Whoa.
I better put my credentials out now.
Yes.
I should put them out today.
Rams fans, get your tickets early because I turn that game on and there's black and gold in
that stadium.
If there's
black and gold, then you don't deserve that stadium. Tear it down and send it to China. I don't care. If you cannot let the Buffs come in there and bully you around. You got to fill that up. There is no excuse. And I am speaking to our part of the state. I don't care if you're a Bears fan, but you're also kind of a Rams fan. If you have an opportunity, go to that game. You live in Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland.
CSU, you better both be there.
Better both be at that game. I'm not. Is Tanner getting married again? Is that happening? Because he likes to schedule games during football or weddings during football games. Is that happening again?
I hope not.
They didn't do the Rocky Mountain Showdown last year, but they scheduled.
Cowles might be getting married or something.
Right. He's probably going to schedule like a square dance or something that we need to
go to.
We're
going on our second honeymoon.
home against Baylor.
First Big 12 game.
At UCF. The next game, week
that's,
five.
That's not easy.
That's not easy, dude.
They get rocking down there in Orlando.
Yeah, they do. Home against K-State.
That could be fun.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a rivalry.
That's weird. With it's not.
Oh, it's weird.
Pac-12.
But I.
Anymore. It's weird.
Like that's gonna be. I guarantee you, CU K-State's gonna turn into a rival. Oh, yeah. At Arizona.
Man, Arizona was kind of decent.
Old Pac-12 buddies back at it again. Home against Cincinnati.
The Bearcats.
At Texas Tech.
Ooh.
Home against Utah. Final road game at Kansas. Chris Harris Jr.
Kansas up and coming.
Final home game of the season. Home against Oklahoma State.
Ooh.
Gundy. That's okay, way too early. How many wins?
I'm going to go six.
Ooh. They're not a playoff team with that then,
Five
Angel.
Wins going into that last game.
Okay, who are they beating? North Dakota State?
Yeah.
Nebraska?
No.
Colorado State?
Yes.
Baylor?
Yes.
UCF?
No.
K-State?
Is that home or away?
That is home.
Say yes.
You got them 4-2. Arizona?
Yes.
Cincinnati?
No.
Texas Tech?
No.
Utah?
No.
Kansas?
Yes.
So that's their sixth. And they probably get smoked by Oklahoma State.
All
right. Hey, your bowl team. I heard a press conference, or not a press conference, an interview with Primetime. I know we got a break. He said something like, you know, he said this, Angel, tell me if it makes sense. He said, last year, we thought we could make some noise, and we made some noise. This year, we want to make some sounds. I think it should be the opposite.
Don't ask me to get into the head of Deion Sanders.
I think it should be the opposite of that. Last year, we made some sounds. This year, we want to make noise.
Yeah.
Primetime, give me a call.
Can we switch that up a little?
Give me a call. You know, you're good. You're
it's
good.
Like, you know, you put a bunch of toddlers in a band room, they're going to make some sounds for sure. But you put, you know, a middle school band in there, you're going to hear some noise.
Texter from the 970, if North Dakota State wins, is it similar to losing to Montana State back in the 2000s? Sure, yeah.
Sure.
This would be...
I mean...
Right.
I'm not trying to slight NDSU. They are one of the best FCS program in the last 10 years.
Absolutely, but... You're a Big 12 team with Primetime and Louis Vuitton and, you know, Little Wayne.
And all that.
49 minutes after the hour. What did we learn? Coming up next is a whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on his induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Hear the Hall of Famer on KFKA weekdays 10 to 11.
Hey Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this final day of January? First month almost in the books, Angel. Interesting month. I learned that these coaches in this area, guys like Nico Medved, we interviewed Jeff Lender earlier on the show, Steve Smiley, heck, even Tad Boyle. Even Tad Boyle, like, oh, I'm just throwing him in there. Well, he wears a suit, man. You gotta wear the suit. You gotta wear the sweats now. It's all the rage. They all have really a unique thing that sets them apart, that really helps them grow programs here in the Northern Colorado area, the Colorado area, where basketball, really, for the last few years, I mean, even if one team's bad and having a down year, we still have a couple of basketball teams that are doing some pretty good things. Last year was weird for everybody, I'll admit. But hats off to these coaches for finding ways to reboot, rebuild, retool, whether they were decimated by the NIL stuff or not, finding a way to do that. Angel, what'd you learn today?
I'll add recycle to that list of R's there.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I learned that the NBA has it right with the 65-game minimum. If you can't play 80% of the games, then you don't need to be up for awards.
No.
If you can't keep yourself healthy and you have access to all the medical treatment, care, cryotherapy, suction cups, therapy, all you want to do it, you got all of it out there at your disposal. And Philly fans going after Denver fans for saying, you'll cause this injury. No, your front office and your coaching staff who decided not to list your player on an injury report caused this.
Yeah, why is he out there? There's no reason Joel Embiid should have been in that game last night.
I agree. He was already out Monday.
Yeah, if you can't make those games, like, you're obviously pretty banged up.
And is the MVP the most important thing to him? To me, it looks like it is.
Yeah,
Jokic cares about championships. Embiid wants his pity MVP.
Like, even last night, the broadcast was like, you know, he's not all about that MVP anymore, but his two goals going into the season, he wants to be the best player in the NBA, and he wants to be healthy going to the playoffs. Sounds a lot like you want to be the MVP. I'm pretty sure, Angel, correct me if I'm wrong, what is Nikola Jokic's one goal going into the season?
Championship.
To win a championship. I don't care about anything else. I want to win another championship. That's the mentality. And that's why he's got one, and Joel Embiid doesn't have one yet. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Should be a fun Thursday. Well, we thought we were going to get a CSU interview today. We're not able to, but we're working on it for tomorrow, whether that's Nico Medved or Neek Clifford. Kevin Lytle will certainly join us as well. It's been The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Good night, Northern Colorado.